I say he is risen. You say he is risen indeed. He is risen.
He is risen.
He is risen. He is risen indeed. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. We give him thanks and praise today because he is risen. You know, it's a funny thing. I don't know why. I've been Catholic my whole life, but I just now this year realized the power of what Jesus says when he says, I am the resurrection and the life. He doesn't say, I'm going to do the resurrection and then I'll be done with it. And I do think that if I were to ask almost anybody, any Christian, what is the resurrection? They would say, oh, that's when Jesus raised from the dead. Which, true, I mean, amen, right? Like, he did rise from the dead on the very first Easter 2,000-something years ago. But Jesus says something much more powerful when in John chapter 11, verse 25, he says, I am the resurrection. I am the life. And, guys, we have the blessing and the utter grace to be a part of the resurrection. Because you and I, when we were baptized, entered into Jesus. And we did not enter into a dead Jesus. We entered into a risen Jesus. We entered into a living, breathing, resurrecting Jesus forever and ever. Amen. He can't stop resurrecting. He resurrects every moment of every single day. And he can't stop because it's his nature to do that. That's who he is. It's what he does. It surpasses. The resurrection surpasses, transcends history. It transcends any one moment. It is this continuous resurrection. And our Jesus is the resurrection. And you and I, when we were baptized, we stood outside the doors of the church in the arms, most of us, of our parents and godparents. And they brought us into the church, which is the living, breathing body of our Christ. And they said, our parents and our godparents said, I want that my son, that my daughter have life in Jesus, in the resurrection, in the risen Christ. And that makes all the difference in the world. You know, in our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, it started out by, you know, that's the kind of the story of the history of the early church. And the very first line of it said that, did you not notice all that has happened after the baptism that John preached? Because in that, all of these people entered into the Lord, entered into his life, into his living, breathing, resurrecting life. And that's what you and I are a part of. Which is why, praise Jesus, we are a part of his body, the church, his living body. Which is why we have schools, because Jesus taught. And in his love, he still does through his living, breathing, resurrecting body. It's why we have Catholic hospitals, because Jesus healed. By God, he still does in his living, breathing body, the church. It's why we have a St. Vincent de Paul Society. Praise the Lord that we just started. Because why? Because the Lord cared about those who have not. The Lord cared about those who struggle and don't have what they need. And so his living, breathing body, the church, cares about them still. In material ways and in spiritual ways. It's why we're building a Habitat for Humanity house. Why? Because Jesus cared about those who didn't have decent housing. He still cares through his living, breathing body, the church. Jesus Christ lives. And you and I are a part of him forever. Forever. And I think the question for us is this. Am I more alive because I am a follower of Christ? The answer got to be yes. The answer has to be yes, that I am truly living, truly alive because of my membership in the resurrection, my membership in the life, my membership in Jesus. I have to be more alive because of all of that. And when the water is sprinkled on our heads here in a moment, which I have to tell you is one of my favorite things to do as a priest, to sprinkle people. The deacon and I agree that that's one of the best perks of the holy orders. And as that water touches our heads, we remember that we are a part, by virtue of our baptism, that we are part of Jesus, his living, breathing body, which means what he did 2,000 years ago, he still does in and through his church, his risen, living body, resurrecting body, the church, and that you and I are a part of it, an inseparable part of it. And we pray that being followers of Christ, being members of Christ, will make us so alive that it will infect everybody. Did you know that 64% of Shelby County does not have religion? Isn't that crazy? When Moses went on the top of the hill and came down after having an encounter with God, he didn't say a word, but everybody knew that he had an encounter because he was glowing. And you and I, when we are truly alive in Christ, in our risen living Christ, we are truly alive. Christ does not want that anybody live a life in prisoner to hell. And sometimes we live those lives on earth. We walk around somberly. We sleepwalk through life. We just kind of go through the motions of life. That's not what it's meant to be. We have life in our Christ. And if we do, everybody will see it. Everybody will see the glowing and they will want to be a part of it. Last night, holy Moses, it was a mass about 3 hours long. It was the most wonderful mass. We baptized 13 adults, people over 7. Some of them were a little younger, but whatever. But they were all. We baptized 13 people. We confirmed 20-something people. We received an additional about 10 people into the church who were baptized into a Protestant denomination. We thank God that he pumps new life always into the church. And he pumps new life into you today and into me because we are members of Jesus. And Jesus is the resurrection. He is the life. It's not just something he did. It's something that he is. And so praise our good and gracious God that we are a part of him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.